It's a very simple title. It's just the mantle nobody wants to carry. One of the Hebrew words for a mantle is adarth, and it's a cloak of glory, splendor, and magnificence, a cloak made of fur or fine materials, and commonly a prophet's garment or robe that is commonly seen in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 13, and we can turn there very quickly. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 13. It says, "And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What doest thou here, Elijah?" We also see that in verse 19. It says, "So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th, and Elijah passed him and cast his mantle upon him." Another Hebrew word for a mantle that I located or I found on with using Brother Google, y'all know how much I love him, is meal. It's frequently applied to the robe of the ephod. We see that in Exodus chapter 28 and verse 4. We can turn there really quickly. And in verse 4 it says, "And these are the garments which they shall make, a breastplate and an ephod, and a robe and an embroidered coat, a mitre," thank you, Pastor, because I was going to butcher that word, "a mitre," lost it, "and a girdle, and they shall make holy garments for Aaron thy brother and his sons, that he may minister unto the priest, unto me in the priest's office." We also see that in Exodus chapter 28, verse 31, a little bit further down, we see it, and it says, "And thou shalt make the robe of the ephod olive blue." See, this is the meal is something that was worn. It was blue, and it was beautiful, and it usually reached below the knees, and it was woven without a seam and put on by drawn over the head, and it was worn not only by priests, but it was worn by kings, and it was worn by prophets, but it was also worn by rich men. So something that I found right there was that there's two significant differences between the two mantles. There's the mantle that's the adarth, which is based on authority. And then there's the mantle that is meal, which is a position. When you look at an adarth, that is the mantle that is worn by Elijah, and then it is worn by Elisha. We also look at King David. He wore that mantle as well. He walked in authority. He did not walk in a position. But then we look at meal, and we see that, and we see authority. That is commonly seen nowadays by the King of England. He wears that mantle. It is a beautiful robe that he puts over the top of him, and it shows his sovereignty, and it shows his position, and it shows that he is the king. Meal was also worn by King Saul, who at one point did have the anointing. He did have the authority. He was anointed by God to be in that position, to be the king, but his head got a little bit too big, and he lost his anointing because he was more worried about wearing the meal. He was more worried about the position. See, you can have an anointing and use that to gain the position that you want to be in, but never wear the mantle. But you can never wear the mantle and not have the anointing. You can't wear the mantle and pick up the mantle, something that is so sacred, something that is so powerful. You can't pick that up and carry that and not have authority and not have anointing. See, when you walk in the will of God, you're walking under the mantle. A mantle is a covering. It is something that covers you. It is not something that you stand upon. It is not something that you cover. You are covered by the mantle. You carry the mantle. You wear the mantle. You are under authority. You are walking and you are working in authority under the unction of the Holy Ghost that is leading you and guiding you to what you are supposed to do. When you carry that mantle, when you pick up that mantle, God is giving you a calling. God is giving you a burden. God is giving you a purpose. And until that burden and that purpose is complete, you are going to carry that mantle because that is what God has given you. But you can only carry it if you want to. God cannot force you and will not force you to carry the mantle. God will not force you to wear the mantle. See, I can choose to be like King Saul, and I can be the most anointed preacher and the most anointed pastor and just get to the position that I want to be in, but no longer be under the mantle. Or I can choose to be like King David, who understood what the mantle was. He understood the authority. He understood the anointing that came with the mantle. See, a lot of times people wonder why King David didn't touch King Saul. Why didn't he touch King Saul? Because he understood the anointing. He understood that although King Saul was no longer working under the anointed, he was still the anointed one. Until God removed him from that position, King Saul was the anointed one, which is why I believe that King David truly understood the mantle. But who here is willing to carry that mantle, Pastor? Who here is willing to pick it up? Who here is willing to walk with that burden? Who here is willing to take that upon themselves and truly push forward? See, we're young. We're a young church, and we're thriving, and we're doing great things and mighty works. And there have been men and women that are pioneers in our movement and pioneers in our organization that have gone before us, that have carried that mantle before us, and they have led us, and they have gone before us, and they have laid down the pavement, and they have laid down the groundwork for us to push forward. But Pastor, who is willing to carry the mantle when they're gone? Who here is willing to pick up that mantle and say, you know what? Your time is done. It's my turn to carry this mantle. See, I'm thankful for men of God like Pastor or like Bishop Kilgore. I'm thankful for men of God like Bishop T.F. Tenney. I'm thankful for Bishop Billy Cole and Reverend Lee Stone King and Pastor Daryl Johns and our very own pastor. But I'm also thankful for the women of God, women like Sister Vesta Mangan and Sister Joy Haney, Sister Tenney and Sister Claudette Walker and Sister Kilgore and Sister Ewing. I'm thankful for them because they carried that mantle. They knew the burden that came with that mantle. They knew that they were going to have to give something up to walk in the authority of that mantle. They knew that they were not going to be able to put themselves first at that point anymore. They knew that they were going to have to put themselves aside to carry this mantle because it came with a burden. I'm thankful for those men and women of God. These women, men and women have paved a path for us, and they chose to carry this. And little by little, God is calling these men and women home, except for our pastor. You know, pastor's perfect, and he's going to live forever. But God is slowly but surely calling these men and women of God home. But who's going to carry the mantle? Little by little, they're being called home, and this mantle is getting put down. But who's here to pick it up? Who's going to take it up, and who's going to say, you know what? I'm next. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm called to do. I don't know where God is going to lead me or where God's going to direct me, but I'm going to pick up this mantle, and I'm going to wear it, and I'm going to wear it with a joy in my heart, and I'm going to carry this burden, and I'm going to push forward, and I don't know where I'm going, and it's going to be hard, and it's going to be painful, and the burden is going to be heavy, but I'm going to carry this burden until I can no longer carry it, until I do what God has fulfilled for me. Who here is willing to stand up and say, I'm going to carry this mantle, and you know what? God, send me. Send me wherever you want to go. I'm going to put my flesh aside. I'm going to put myself aside. I'm going to put my wants. I'm going to put my needs aside and do what you want me to do. Go where you want me to go. Speak to who you want me to speak to. Preach to who you want me to preach to. It's not about me. It's not about you. When I carry this mantle, it is solely about the lost souls, and it is solely about God. Maybe you've been coming to service week after week, and you've been feeling a pull at your heart, and you've been feeling God tug at your heart, and people have spoken into your life and they said, you know what, you're anointed. You've got a calling over your life. Maybe that's been you. Maybe there's a man or a woman that's done that, or a young person who's been coming to these youth services and going to camps over the summer, and God's been pulling at your heart and saying, I've got something for you. I have got a calling for you. God can only call you, but it's up to you to answer the call. See, this phone can ring over and over and over again, but unless I press that little green button, I'm not going to pick up that phone. See, God can place this mantle in front of you, and he can say, Brother Stephen, that mantle's right there. I want you to carry it. But until you reach out and you grab that mantle and you put it on, that mantle's not going anywhere. And I believe that God is calling some people, not just in our church, but around the world. He is calling young people to step into these places, to step into these positions. Not just positions of pastors, not just positions of evangelists, but for these positions of missionaries to go and preach the gospel around the world. God has given a calling. He has given a calling to the church to carry the mantle. See, I can't carry this mantle by myself. I can't do it alone. I need the help of my pastor. I need the guidance of my pastor. I need the help of my church to lift me up in prayer, because the burden is heavy. See, carrying the mantle is not sunshine and roses. Carrying the mantle comes with a burden, and that burden is heavy. And at times that burden can and will consume you. It'll wake you up at night. You will feel a burning in your heart to intercede for people. And that burden is not something you take lightly. This mantle is not something you take lightly. There is a reason that we put the mantle around our pastor and his family, because what they are carrying is not light. What the pastor is carrying is not something that can be carried by anybody, because it is not light. There is a reason we lift them up and we surround them as a church around the mantle, because even though he is carrying the mantle and he is wearing the mantle and our first family is wearing that mantle, they cannot do it without the prayers of the church. We cannot do it alone. And as heavy as this mantle is, I've got to make a decision. I've got to make a decision right now. Am I going to carry this mantle, or am I going to give it up and rely solely on my talents? I don't want to be reliant on my talents. I don't want to wear a mantle of a position. I want to wear a mantle that comes with authority under the unction of the Holy Ghost. I want to walk in authority led by the Spirit. I want my steps to be ordained. I want to go where God calls me to go. I want to do what God calls me to do. Church, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of doing the bare minimum. I'm tired of only showing up on Sundays and Wednesdays and doing the bare minimum, just coming and barely lifting my hands. I'm tired of it. It's my turn to carry the mantle. The mantle has been carried by so many. It is my turn. It is my turn to step up to the plate. It is my turn to walk under the authority of the Holy Ghost and carry this mantle. See, God doesn't expect you to be perfect. God doesn't want you to be the perfect Christian. Nowhere in the Bible do you see anybody that Jesus called to be perfect. Everybody and every disciple and every man and woman that he used had their flaw. Because let me tell you something, God doesn't call a qualified person. He qualifies the person that is called. If you have a calling in your life, it doesn't matter where you are in your life. It doesn't matter where you are in your walk with God. If God has called you and you walk in that answer that calling and you walk in the path that God has set in front of you, God is going to fulfill what he wants to do in you. I'm coming to a close. But George, you can come to the piano. As I turn to 2 Kings chapter 2, I'm going to read verses 9 through 13. This is towards the end where Elijah gets called up to heaven. Verse 9, it says, "And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah looked at Elisha," or said unto Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee." And Elisha said, "I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me." And he said, "Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so." And then verse 11, it says, "And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire that parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind unto heaven," or into heaven. "And Elisha saw it, and he cried, 'My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof.' And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. And he took up the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood at the bank of the Jordan." See, my question is very simple. Who here is willing to answer the call? Who here is willing to answer the call and say, "You know what, I'm going to leave all the worldly stuff behind me and be like Elijah and rent up your clothing now"? Now, don't start stripping in church, okay? But, okay, in the spirit, I'm going to take that off. I'm going to take the worldly things off. And it's my time, because I want the double portion of what Elijah had. I want the double portion of what Bishop Kilgore had. I want the double portion of what Bishop T.F. Tenney had. And it's my time to take this off and put the mantle on and walk with that mantle. But I have got to make the decision. I have got to make the choice, and you can stand with me. I have got to answer the call that God has placed in my life. Young person, it is hard to go to school and be different from your friends. Young person, it is hard to go to work and to school and college and be different from those around you. It is hard to answer the call when everybody around you is saying that that is not cool, that is not hip, it's not what people are doing nowadays. Let me tell you something, the world is evil enough as it is. The world is confused enough as it is. Don't let it sway you, and don't let it change your belief. You know who you are, and you know who you have been called by. You have the gift of the Holy Ghost in your life, and you walk in the authority of the Holy Ghost. Who is willing to answer the call? And these altars are open. Who is willing to pick up the mantle?